Samuel Hyland there with his track report. Let's bring in Warren Huntley. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, John.
Solid program for a Tuesday.
Yeah, look, when they race at Bendigo, they tend to attract the better quality horses for a Tuesday meeting, and today's no exception.
All right, we started off at 1:30 with a maiden. This is over 1,100 metres. One scratching here, Warren, number six. Three principally in the market with Tab. I Am Someone is $2. Seized is $2.60. Hassini is $4. Then you're out to Johnny Handsome at 14.
I'm happy to take the even money, and it's been a little bit drifting this morning, so if we're patient, we might even be able to get a little bit better about number two. I Am Someone. Oh, his debut run was very good. He was well supported that day, and it was Twitchy Frank kicking back on the inside to beat him. Spelled after that, and just rode the speed and was a little bit new and fresh first up. Chavot goes around later in the day, as Sammy Hyland's just outlined, and I think he can be competitive in the last race. But I think we can kick off with a winner here, John, and happy to take the short odds about I Am Someone. I've got him ahead of actually Hassini, who I think has showed ability and an ability to find the line in the career to date, and was on the speed last start at 1,000 metres, resuming here, and at 1,100 metres, I think probably comes across with I Am Someone. Seized will probably appreciate getting back onto some dry ground, but he's been a frustrating horse, and he's a relatively recent addition to the Simon Wild Stable, formerly with John Sadler. I just question whether he's got the real will to win, and I think he's under the odds, and Pirelli, for me, next best. Keyed on two, ahead of 8, 5 and 4.
2, 8, 5 and 4. Would you lock in that $2 now, fixed, or would you wait, Warren?
I'd be happy to have something on the $2, John, and just see which way the market's trending. But I think he'll win, and I think that the second favourite's under the odds. So I could even see the market trending in with I'm Someone starting odds on. So I'm happy to take something at the even money, but if we get out to $2 something, I'd probably go back again.
All right, second race, Warren, is for two-year-olds. This is over 1,000. We scratch number six. Aristia is the favourite with the Tab fixed at $2.60. Cobra or Cobra at $3.80, Rock Hard at $5, Spice Trader at $8.50, and Chicago Cub is at $10.
Geez, I'm not too sure how they got away with the naming of number seven here, John. If you read it out, it sounds very like a very talented grey horse that raced years ago. And
yes.
Not too sure how that one got through. I've seen vision of all of the horses other than Due to Pass here, and number seven doesn't seem to go like his namesake. I'm going to go with number nine, Aristia here, but hard to be confident here because short enough in the market, but given a really solid hit out in a recent jump out, settled a little bit off the speed and then worked home really well. And the form through that Lady Horse Owner race is strong and only went around just in double figures there on debut. So resuming here, I'm with her, number nine, Aristia. I like what I've seen from the jump outs of number four, Cobra. Typical Mick Price fashion, looks like a horse that knows how to put itself on the speed and has been nice and sharp in jump outs. Spice Trade has jumped out well for the debut performance here for the Hayes Dammeny Yard, and Rockhard's got that race experience. I don't know what to make out of that race at Seymour, forgiving of so many horses who ran that day, but there's already been good winning form coming out of the race. Yesterday we had Major Wager win for the Waterhouse Bot Stable, and Rockhard had jumped out well and then went to the races and won, so he's done nothing wrong. 9, 4, 8, 1.
9, 4, 8 and 1, and we hope for Archie and the team with Scalacci that he's 10th as good as his namesake. I think that'll be a fair horse.
I would think so.
Third race is a maiden over the 1,600 for the three-year-olds, and we lose here numbers 1, 3 and 6, Warren. Fixed odds with Tab, Cincinnati Red is $3.10, same quote for Queen Leonora. Creative Harmony is at $4.20, South Bend at $7.50, Big Bad Baz $8.50.
Talked about being forgiving of horses at Seymour, and I've got a small interest in Queen Leonora, and she certainly just wasn't favoured by the way the race panned out for her at Seymour. Her two previous runs had been terrific, and particularly even two starts back in what was a pretty fast maiden over 1,300 metres at Sandown, and giving every indication she was looking for more ground. Merriman ran well yesterday in the last race at Atatuka, franking that form, and she just had no luck at all. She went back, she ended up in an awkward spot, and she was actually making ground when she was held up late, and I think she'll be in a forward spot here, probably in the first three or four, and I think she'd be very hard to beat, number 12, Queen Leonora. Cincinnati Red was an obvious hard luck story, hemmed in near the inside and only out late last start, so she's an obvious danger, as is Creative Harmony, who I think there's been merit in the two runs to date and has had the run at 1,600 metres. And Big Bad Baz is progressing well enough for the Weir stable. Maybe he's just going to need a little bit more ground, but from that barrier, I think he's off the speed and strong late. 12-10, 4-2.
12-10, 4-2 in the third race. On to race number four. This is a 1,300-metre event. A couple of scratchings here. Warren of 2, 4 and 8. Elmore Ladd is your ruling favourite, but at a backable price of 360. Hell Calor is at 360. Saluminate is at $4.80. Admiral's Joker is at $6. Saint Isadora is at $6.50. Then you're out to Count of Essex at $11.
Trimmed up as the morning's gone on has number 12 in St. Isadora. Look, I've got no real firm opinion in this race, John, and at around about the $8 or $9 it was available earlier, I was happy to play. I still think at $6 it's an each-way play on 12 St. Isadora. I'd like the work going into the debut performance, and I thought the debut was a run of a horse that still had a little bit to learn, and I think from a good draw and Jordan Childs able to ride again, Golden Key came through that maiden to win again, which we know is not easy to do straight out of maiden grade. So I'm going to have something each way on number 12, St. Isadora, and still think there's a bit of value there. Elmore Ladd will probably ride the speed, and I think he's showed good improvement first start to second start. And I think the winner of the race that he was in at Echuca last start, Frydensburg's got a good future for the McAvoy stable. Liked a jump out recently of number 6, Count of Essex. I think he'll get over further, but 1,300 metres looks a real nice kick-off point for him. He was really strong through the line and rolled along nicely in a jump out. And Hell Calor, I've got racing somewhere near the speed, and I've just got some doubt at the strength at the end of the race. And in an even race, the one I'm leaving out, Saluminate, who gets the blinkers on for the Weir stable, which is obviously a key gear change to take note of. 12 each way ahead of 7, 6 and 9.
12 each way over 7, 6 and 9. First leg of the quaddie is a benchmark 78 over 2,400 metres. Warren, crafty cruiser who broke the long drought, is staying at home today. Sly Romance is 330 with Tab Dreaded 340. Divine Sanction 440, Sea Spirit 440, Doom and Boom is at $7.50. Staying race, looking forward to seeing Oliver, Lane and Rewilla ride in a small field.
It could be tactical, John, and look, I think certainly Dreaded will be off the speed, and I don't really have a clearly defined pattern. Divine Sanction doesn't really have a good turn of foot, so he'll probably be somewhere near the speed. I'm going to go with Sly Romance. I just think a little bit of new blood on the scene in these distance races. The first up run and the second up run just been terrific at a mile and 2,000 metres respectively, and just progressing well, and gets Ollie, one of the key riders that you mentioned here. Two ahead of one, Divine Sanction, who's got race fitness on his side. As I said, he doesn't have a really good turn of foot, but he's fit now and good form lines through Sherlock Holmes and Cause. Sea Spirit's progressing up in distance, but gee, there's some toughness about him. Gets on the speed and refuses to lose almost. So there's good form around Sea Spirit, with Ayers Rock winning subsequently. And Dreaded was terrific last start. He can be that little bit hit and miss. He'll be minding his own business, I would think, just off the speed. But gee, that dominant win last start means he's a must include in an even race. 2-1-7-3.
2-1-7-3. And despite the small field, I think we might have to take a few in the first leg of the quad.
Yeah, I'm playing a pretty straight bet with a quaddie today, John, and we'll get to that later on. But I'm basically doing a 4x4x4x4. I struggled to really trim any legs down, although I'll be trying to get a little bit extra out of my play of the day with the last two races.
All right, to race number 6, benchmark 64. 1,400 is the trip one scratching here. Number 6, Whitish Market. Allspice, despite a Whitish gate, 350. Snipes at 440. Felon is at $6, Confluence $7, Barry the Baptist at $8.50, then Boss Striker Warren at $9.50. Who wins?
You could make a case for a few of these here, John, but look, the Allspice has been terrific since the blinkers have gone on. You've referenced the wide barrier draw, but a 1,400-metre start at Bendigo's a fairly decent run to the first turn, and he's likely to roll forward. And I'm going to go with him, Norman Allspice. I think that race that he was in last start behind Mr. Storm's going to be a good form reference, and I think Mr. Storm's a horse with a bright future. And since the blinkers have been applied, he's been going well, number 9, Allspice. Snipes ties form top line times in with Faye Olin, and Snipes showed good fight. Really tough to win last start. Another one who probably comes across, gets on the speed, that might even come across from those barriers together, numbers 9 and 5. 8, Faye Olin, comes through the same form line as Snipes and would have improvement. The Hayes Davenick stable have swapped the winkers for the blinkers here. And 7, Confluence, had a little bit of a freshen up, but should be fitter for 2 recent runs. 9, 5, 8, 7.
9, 5, 8 and 7. On to the third leg of the Quaddy Race 7. This is a benchmark 70. Warren 1 scratching here, number 8. Competitive race, Kaching, who's been good in this class of recent times, 3.30 favourite. Groovens 5.50 with Tab. Lucky Fish 6.50. Bernice $8. Then Fast Tycoon at 11.
I like Kaching here. John mentioned that track at Seymour. He just trucked up beautifully. Looked to be in the right part of the track at Seymour, but on that track that just doesn't seem to have consolidated and is a bit shifty and the clod's flying out. I just don't think he let down last start. A lot different surface here. His previous two runs this preparation have been terrific, and in a similar race where I think you can say that he was almost expected to win last start, I think on firmer ground he's clearly the one to beat. Number 3, Kaching. The fresh buds, number 12, Groovin, who was very good fresh last preparation for Nigel Blackiston and looks to be working nicely through the jump outs to get back to the races, and 1,300 metres, a nice distance for her to start her next preparation. Brian Eck hasn't really been tested in the jump outs that I've seen from the Cummings stable, but there's talent there. From that draw, probably dictates you've just got to go back and ride for luck, effectively look for something to cart him into the race. But he can run well under those circumstances, and late in the day at Bendigo, there's certainly plenty of room to get out wide and make ground. And Boss Coney, from a different form line, I think he's quite a talented galloper. He was really strong winning, albeit narrowly first up, and he'll probably be off the speed and strong late also. Keen on 3, ahead of 12, 1 and 5.
3 principally over 12, 1 and 5, and we wrap it up with a benchmark 64 over 1,100 metres. A few scratchings here, 1, 3, 6, 8 and 13. Lang Row for Ollie and Price at 3.40. Chavot, $6. Squaw Valley, same quote. Star Hills at 7. Heavenwood, 7.50. Secret Reward is also 7.50. Fixed with Tab G for a Tuesday. Ollie's got a full book of rights.
Yeah, he's up there working for the stable. It doesn't rest for the jockeys, John, and particularly when the stables that support you have horses that they want to get every possible chance, you go there, and obviously he can be well rewarded for being there, but it's just part of the lifestyle and the workload of the modern-day rider, and I think he'll have a good day, and I think he can come home with a winner on Langrow, who's having his first run as a gelding. There's been a lot of talent there displayed, and sometimes maybe, I don't know if it's a lack of application, but the gelding may well be the making of him. I loved his two recent jump outs. He looks to be going very well, John, and I like him in the last, number 7, Langrow. I like the recent jump out of Bold Missile since his almost tradesman-like first-up win, but he was really sharp. A crossover noseband and wickers go on here. A jump out recently was very sharp. Chavot, we've referenced a couple of times during the preview, was really strong to the line, winning on debut, and should be even further improved with that. The barrier draw has been a little bit complicated, made a little bit easier with the scratchings, but again, probably off the speed and strong late. And Squaw Valley, there wasn't a lot of pressure in that race, able to win on debut, but liked the way ran through the line and looks to be a horse with upside. Keen on 7. Dangerous for me, 10, 4 and 9.
7, 10, 4 and 9. Geez, a 5-year-old, very lightly raced. He would have cost a few shekels, I'm saying, through the ring. So they'd like to see him progress through the grades, I'd suggest.
Oh, I would think so, John. And it's a late time in life to make the decision to geld them. So hopefully they're rewarded for that.
All right, how do we play the day, Warren? Best bet, Ruffy Quaddy, and play the day. Thank you.
I think we get a bank early with race 1, number 2, I Am Someone, as the best. And still think there's some value about race 4, number 12, St Isidore. For the Quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 3 and 7, second leg 5, 7, 8 and 9, third leg numbers 1, 3, 5 and 12, and home with 4, 7, 9 and 10. And I'm going to play a parlay formula 2 and 3 for the win as my player today. First leg, my best bet, race 1, number 2, I Am Someone, and then chiming in the last two races with race 7, number 3, Kaching, and race 8, number 7, Langrow.
All right, thanks for that, Warren. We'll talk soon about track work.
Look forward to it, John.